Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times 8. I don't know. A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's play it on a Monday, October 17th, and a Tuesday, October 18th, another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on a Lions victory Monday. Yes, sir, indeed. Lions have done it. They've won 2 in a row. And, you know, to sit here and say, oh, the city is abuzz talking Lions football is probably a little bit of an overstatement at this time. But it's good to see that there's been some progress made, especially on the offensive side of the ball. We will get into that and much, much more, including Jim Caldwell's comments on injuries today. The Rams are a bunch of cheap shot artists at the end of yesterday's game. Jeff Fisher at least addressed it today. All that coming up, including a special guest going to chime in with us. All that coming up right here on Locked On Lions. Matt Derry with you on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. Whether you're listening on iTunes and you've subscribed to the podcast and you get it every day and you're listening, whether it's driving home, we're really trying to drive home the fact that those of you that work in a late shift on a late Monday night here tonight, or maybe driving to work on Tuesday and want Lions content, you get it right here on iTunes or on audioboom.com. And we appreciate you guys checking in with us each and every day here on Locked On Lions. Really, Locked On Podcast Network is the largest growing sports podcast network in the country right now. We're doing good work. Interviews, analysis, insight each and every day, and the latest on your teams. And that's what you want. That's what you're getting each and every day right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, whether it's Dan Feldman doing Locked On Pistons or Vinny Iyer doing Locked On Fantasy. All those guys do a great job and tune into all the podcasts right here. Locked On Lions today is brought to you by my good friend Jason Stratt at RE/MAX Suburban. Looking to sell your home, maybe buy a house? There's only one man to call. Seriously, Jason Stratt, S-T-R-A-T, at 586-634-2612. Lions fans have got to be in a good mood. You have to be. The Lions have won 2 in a row, and it's not that, well, Diesel, who have they played, and the schedule's soft. The schedule's soft. Look at the rest of the schedule. Oh, the Redskins are coming into town. Ooh, ooh, ooh. They're 4-2. Oh, I'm so scared of Kirk Cousins and Matt Jones. This league blows. The Lions can actually make some hay. All right, the Vikings, the Lions have to play the Vikings twice. I don't expect the Lions to win either game. I don't. But other than that, Redskins, Texans, Jaguars, Saints, Bears, Giants, hey, at Dallas the day after Christmas, tough game. And then the Packers at home. Anybody watched Aaron, Aaron Rodgers? You done messed up, Aaron. Anybody watched Aaron Rodgers the last couple of weeks? Other than when he lit up Nevin Lawson and the Lions a few weeks ago, he's been garbage. This league is so wide open. I don't want to repeat myself and say the same thing each and every day on this podcast, but I have to. This league is so watered down right now. It's Minnesota. It's New England. Dallas, I guess. They look pretty good. How many great teams or really good teams are there out there? Oh, Seattle's coming on. Seattle lucked out yesterday. Richard Sherman tugged Julio Jones to the ground on the last play, and they didn't call it. Seattle was in trouble big time yesterday. These teams are all thrown in a hat together outside of some really lousy teams like Carolina's finished. Cleveland is terrible. Right? Chicago, I know they beat the Lions, but they suck. San Francisco's an absolute bleep show. The Lions are there. They're there with everybody else. I'm not telling you they're a lock to be a playoff team, but I will tell you this. After rewatching some of the game this morning and seeing what the Lions did on film against the Rams, the Lions are in the mix, and that's all you want. in this, as I've called it, year of observation under first-year general manager, the maestro, Bob Quinn. Well, there's no... Oh, the Lions, the last 2 weeks, who have the Lions... Well, hello, they played an unbeaten Philly team, and they played a Ram team coming in that had a winning record. Now, albeit, I don't think L.A. is very good, and the Lions made Case Keenum look like Dan Fouts yesterday, but the Lions are there, and they're there for one main reason, and that's the quarterback, Matthew Stafford. And Freddie the Pizza Man, a longtime caller to my old 105.1 show. We've had some callers call in on the podcast. Remember, Angry Lions fans joined us. Brian and caller Brian in Detroit. Freddie's going to join us in a little bit to tout his boy, his boyfriend, Matthew Stafford, the man he has beloved and adored for years. Hey, give it up to Matthew Stafford right now. He has been absolutely on fire. And yeah, I'll use the word. Matthew Stafford's been great. He hasn't been good. He's been great. He's now third in the NFL in quarterback rating at 106.0. And he's had the most drop passes of any quarterback in the league. He's also second in I'm giving you some stats. Second in completion percentage, near 69%. Third in touchdowns with 14. That's pretty impressive. And now you look ahead to next week. And sure, the Redskins are coming in hot. They've won, you know, a couple in a row. They're 4-2. Anybody watch the Texans last night on Sunday Night Football against the Colts? You want to talk about a dumpster fire of a game. Those two teams are terrible. Lions go to Houston in 2 weeks. Why can't they win there? There's something about what Stafford is doing right now with a depleted roster, a young offensive line. Think about yesterday. No Theo Riddick, no Ameer Abdullah, no Eric Ebron, no Larry Warford. And here he is throwing for four touchdown passes and a quarterback rating over 130 again. Guy's getting it done. And I'm not going to let him off the hook if they get late in the season and he struggles and they don't make the playoffs and he cost them similar to a couple of years ago and Jim Schwartz's last season. I'll get on him about it. This is year eight. This is the way he should be playing. But if you're going to criticize him for when he's playing poorly, you have to say what he's doing right now has been a masterpiece. He's been great. And a lot of credit as well has to go to offensive coordinator Jim Bob Cooter as well. Lions are what, 9-6 since Cooter Country is now Allen Park, and he's taken over running the offense. There's some creativity. There's some tempo. I mean, yesterday, even though I wouldn't be pitching the ball on a toss sweep to Zach Zenner, at least it's a different look. All right, the Lions offense seems to be clicking right now, and Stafford and Jim Bob Cooter seem to be on the right page. They're fun to watch. And remember, Calvin Johnson retired this offseason. And what did everybody say? Well, there's no way the Lions offense will be any better without Calvin Johnson. Well, look at it right now. It seems to be more balanced. They don't have a great run game by any stretch of the imagination, but they're scoring points and they're succeeding. And Stafford's making guys better. Was it Clay Harbor made a catch yesterday? Marvin Jones, you can't tell me he's not succeeding and looking good. Golden Tate seems to be back a little bit. Matthew Stafford's making guys better. Andre Roberts looks like he's playing better football lately because, you know, Stafford's working with him. Stafford's elevating guys' games. And as I said yesterday on the podcast, there's this sense of a look in his eye, leadership, toughness. And yesterday he played behind an offensive line that had a lot of young people. Laken Tomlinson, a second-year player at right guard, a rookie left tackle. Basically, three rookies out there. Travis Swanson only in his second full season playing center. So credit where credit is due, certainly, to Matthew Stafford for what he's done. As far as injuries go today, Jim Caldwell was asked about whether Brandon Pettigrew or Corey Fuller would practice this week. Both are on the PUP list. He said, we'll see. They asked him about Travis Swanson injuring his hand, which I'm going to get to momentarily. He said, we'll see. A lot of we'll sees from Caldwell. You know what? I don't care what Caldwell says on Mondays anymore. And I don't care that the writers and maybe some other broadcasters in town want to get on him for what he says. Win football games. And you know what? The last 2 weeks, the Lions have won. They sit at 3-3. Now the big one this weekend. Sweep this homestand and knock off a Washington team that's 4-2. Take the Redskins out at home and do your business. Because look, for as much as the Lions are sitting here at 3-3, they can play better football. I know Washington started off 1-2 or 0-2. and since then have reeled off four straight wins. But there's no reason why the Lions, you know, can't score some points against that Washington defense, which has given up 11 less points than the Lions. And the Lions defense right now is a mess. You know, that linebacking core needs to be shaken up. Kyle Van Noy can't be on the field this weekend. They need to get guys healthy. But look at Washington. Went into New York, won. Not too shabby. Beating the Giants. Knocked off Cleveland at home, went into Baltimore and won, and yesterday knocked off the Eagles. But do I expect the Washington Redskins to win five in a row? I don't. The Lions should win. This is a home game for them. Are the Redskins really a 5-2 team? I'm not seeing it. But still, here's a winning team with a winning record at 4-2, doing a nice job running the football, coming into town. Lions got to get it done. Got to get it done. All right, also, I want to bring this up before we bring Freddie the Pizza Man in here and I tell you about Jason Stratt. Yesterday at the end of the contest, the Lions and Rams got into a little bit of a pushing and shoving match after Rafael Bush's interception sealed the deal. The Lions needed to take a couple of knees and get out of there. You know, snap the football a couple times and go home. And the Rams pulled some sort of crappy, lousy shenanigans, similar to Greg Schiano's Tampa Bay Bucks a few years ago. Do you remember this? Schiano was the head coach of the Bucks and told his players, we play hard every down and every time the whistle's blown. We play hard. So when the other team attempts to just kneel down, we're going to smash their offensive linemen and go hard regardless, which is complete and utter Bush League football. All right, when the game's over, the game's over. You take a knee. Line up. Love tap the guy across from you a couple times and let's call it a day. All right? No one says that if Stafford were somehow to fumble the snap, that the Ram player should not have tried to jump on the football. But yesterday, Aaron Donald and a few others easily decided to smash into Travis Swanson and the Lions linemen. Jeff Fisher claimed today that it was because Donald was frustrated by how he was blocked a few times yesterday, and it was some retribution. But Fisher said he apologized to Jim Caldwell. Caldwell wouldn't comment on it today. Stunning. Check the report. Fisher would and said he apologized to Caldwell, which they should. There's no place for that in the NFL. And if Travis Swanson's hand is injured and it's a long-term injury, that is complete crap on the Rams' part. Aaron Donald is a tremendous player. But there's no reason why he and his teammates should have gone full throttle because they thought Donald was getting chop blocked or getting cheap shotted. You don't do that. When guys know it's time to take a knee and go into victory formation, they're not giving it all they have. They're getting in their stance, and that's it. And there's a love tap between the two teams, and that's all you see. For the Rams to smash into Swanson and start a little bit of a Donnybrook or whatever at the end of the game yesterday, and by that time I had pretty much shut it off. It was over. I thought that was lousy. And hopefully Swanson's injury is not long-term because I'll be honest, Travis Swanson and the guys in the offensive line seem to be getting better. They have. Have we had a lot of complaints lately about not being able to block Matthew Stafford? The run game isn't great. The Lions haven't been able to run the ball in a long time. But you know what? Stafford's been, knock on wood, upright, and the O-line seems to be gelling a little bit better. So that's good news. But yesterday, that was garbage. And I'm glad Jeff Fisher apologized. At least he did. Hey, I want to tell you about Jason Stratt at RE/MAX Suburban. 21 years as a realtor at RE/MAX. Boy, oh boy, Jason Stratt is the man. I'm telling you, he's been servicing areas from the Grosse Pointe to St. Clair County to Brighton for years. He took care of my house when we bought our house many years ago. And he should be your realtor, too. All you got to do is call him at 586-634-2612. All right, 586-634-2612. What is it about Jason that separates him from other realtors? Number one, he'll call you back. Number two, he loves sports. He'll talk sports with you. Really good guy with a really good staff and knows the marketplace. All right, 90% of his clients are referral-based. That means the clients he's had like him and refer him to other clients. Average days on the market for a listing, less than 21 days. You're looking to sell your home. The man to get it done is Jason Stratt at 586-634-2612. His tip for selling your home, today's tip, simple. The market is still busy with buyers who want to move. We don't have the same volume of potential buyers in our market, but the people that are currently looking are ready to go now. Make sure that your home is ready to go from the start. Looks clean, appealing from the curb, uncluttered, smelling good on the inside. You may only get one shot at a great first impression. That's what Jason Stratt can tell you. He knows it all. All right, 586-634-2612, Jason Stratt, RE/MAX Suburban. All right, I told you guys we'd bring this guy on. We have to. We've had some of our former great callers on in the past. This guy is not just some caller. He is a Lions expert. He's a legend. We love talking to him on the old 105.1 shows, and now he's getting his just desserts. Biggest Matthew Stafford backer out there and legend, Freddie the Pizza Man, is on the podcast. Fredo.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Great to hear your voice, my friend. How about your guy Stafford, man? Come on.
Well, to be fair, Tom Aswin needs to be gloating, too, because we're both his backers. So I got to give some credit to Tom Aswin. But, yeah, it's incredible. I called your show for years and kept telling you about this guy and the inept of the bad drafting. And a lot of people said he's getting weapons, but they never gave him a weapon at left tackle. They never gave him a weapon at right tackle. They never gave him a weapon at center, guard, running back, you name it. And I text you last night and I said to you, Matt, can you name a quarterback? I'm just going back from the 2009 draft. Starting quarterbacks, and I'm not going to go all the way back, but 2009, starting quarterbacks in the league today, can you name one quarterback that does not have an all-pro or pro bowler at any position on the offensive line, at running back, at tight end, and you can say wide receiver because Kelvin's gone now. I don't think you can name a quarterback.
Well, I think let's be fair. I mean, obviously Logan Mankins was there for Tom Brady, but there were plenty of times where Brady, you're right, didn't have a lot around him. Now with Mankins gone, he's got Gronk. I mean, I could use Brady as an example, but I get your point. He is not, you know, he had Calvin Johnson for many, many years. And Freddie, I think you would admit a few years ago in Jim Schwartz's last season when Stafford had terrible games against Baltimore and the Giants. That was almost a low point for him because they looked to be a playoff team. But boy, oh boy, now he's elevating guys. He's making guys better.
And I agree. And I don't think you can use Tom Brady as an example because I don't think anybody can beat Tom Brady. Just like back in the day, I don't think anybody could beat Joe Montana. I don't expect Stafford to be that because he doesn't have the Bill Belichick. He doesn't have Bill Walsh. And, yes, he's elevating guys now. And look at yesterday. No Theo Riddick. I don't even count Eric Ebron. Sorry. No disrespect to him.
Oh, you should. No. You can.
You can. But no Theo Riddick. And they scored 31 points. Two starters on the left side. Excuse me. Two rookie starters on the left side. Riley Reiff is exactly where he should be. He should have been there for years. I said he would be a Pro Bowl right tackle, and he's proving out to play really well at the right side. And Stafford is, you know, it seems like he's doing it more this year, but he's pointing fingers. He's showing emotion. Why he wasn't really doing that much during game day, he's probably doing it behind closed doors. But the fact that he's doing that this year, people are stepping up, and the team is stepping up. They should be 4-2 right now. Without Stafford, they would definitely be 0-6. No doubt in
well,
my mind.
No. 0-6. They'd be terrible. And we're talking to Freddie the Pizza Man, of course, longtime caller on our old 105.1 show, has his own podcast, which you will plug momentarily. And let me tell you something. One of the best pizza joints and pizza places in all of Metro Detroit in Southeast Michigan is Freddie's Pizza in Melvindale, and always takes great care of you. It's not just about the food, but the customer service. But Freddie, you brought up a very interesting point. Jim Caldwell and Jim Bob Cooter have to get some credit, probably more Cooter than anything else, because Stafford just looks comfortable. He looks like he's in command. Look, it's his eighth year. He should be doing all this. But with that being said, this is a nice little combo meal here with Cooter and Stafford right now. And he looks the part, and it's exciting. And I'm just not so sure the fans are on board yet.
Well, they're not on board because, you know, I think you've been around here long enough, Matt. I think Stafford gets blamed for everything. The 58 years of not, you know, one playoff win, the futility of the drafting, the Millen debacle, the Mayhew debacle. I think he gets blamed for everything. And it's not fair to the kid. And I think it's a lot of pressure on him. But you know what? Win or lose, this kid, he shows up. Look at Cam Newton yesterday. Did you see his presser yesterday?
I did.
One answer, and he walked off. I mean, why wasn't he doing that last year? He was winning games. This year, they're 1-5, and he's pouting and walking off the podium. If Matthew Stafford did that in this town, this town would blow up. But what's he do? He keeps his cool. He knows what's going on. He knows the futility of this team, and it's a lot of pressure on this kid coming to a team that was 0-16, a debacle 2008 season, and this kid's got the pressure of the whole Detroit suburbs on his shoulders, and now he's starting to. I think off season, obviously Jim Bob Cooter told him, "Listen, kid, you know what? This is your team. This is your town. You can own this town. Show a little emotion, and you got the talent, and we'll take care of the rest." And it's working. It really is. And they're doing it with so many injuries on this team.
Can you believe, Freddie, we used to do the topic like Stafford or Andy Dalton? I mean, we used to do that.
Well, look at that debacle in Cincinnati right now. That's a debacle.
Well, now it's time for him. Now it's time for him to take it to the next level, and hopefully he will. I mean, look, we're sitting here having a great chat about him, and he has been great. I'm going to use the word. I know sometimes people don't want to. He's been great, but again, at 3-3, he's gone out and won a couple of games the last 2 weeks on his own. He's carried this team, and that's what you want. That's why he's getting paid $17 million a year.
Yeah. Well, you know, I asked a question today, Matt. You know, Peter King, Monday morning quarterback, he likes, like last week, he threw out some MVP names, you know, quarter way of the season, to throw out some MVP names. I think last week he brought up Sam Bradford. You know, if the Lions win in Washington, which I guarantee you they're going to beat Washington, and not only beating Washington, they're winning big conference games. They're beating Philly, they're beating the Rams, they're going to beat Washington, they're in the conference. You want to win those games. You lose to Tennessee, meh, no big deal. You want to win these conference games. He wins in Washington. I'm telling you, this kid should be in the MVP race this year, 2016. No doubt in my mind.
Oh, man. No, I know you do. I know you do. He's played very well. I can't argue it with you. I know you were telling me before that you think he's a top five quarterback in the league. I'm not ready to say that yet. He's having a top five season. Mm-hmm. He's having a top five season. There are still about five or six quarterbacks, probably more, I would take over him. But right now, I mean, would I rather have Aaron Rodgers or Stafford? I'd rather have Rodgers. With that being said, would I rather have Stafford right now? Yes, because I think Rodgers, something's going on with him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about maybe what's going on with Aaron Rodgers is he's got his ring, he's got his money, he's got his fame, and maybe he's only worried about doing State Farm commercials. Maybe Stafford's a hungry kid, man. He wants to win a Super Bowl for this town. Aaron Rodgers, he's done all that. So how hungry is his? How hungry is he? I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say today, give me Aaron Rodgers over Matt Stafford. I wouldn't say that. Now, you couldn't say that a year ago when Joe Lombardi was here. But I'm telling you, you can bring up that question and say, you know what? I might want Matthew Stafford today over Aaron Rodgers, no doubt in my mind.
I heard Mike and Jeff Rieger talking about it earlier today on The Ticket. All right, Freddie the Pizza Man, you're the greatest. We love you. Where can people hear you? I know you're doing your own stuff as well, podcast-wise. Give it a plug.
Well, you know, I got a top five podcast on iTunes, you know, the Pizza Cave podcast, you know, top five. I just do a little show. I do some picks, and I have a fun segment on Sundays. Shami Schambecker joins me, a good friend of mine. We do a show. We talk about Michigan football. We break down the game. And that's really about it, man. I just have some fun. I love the networking and, you know, give people a good laugh. You know, that's all I want. You know me. That's all I'm about. Good person and just like the network.
Hey, and we love your pizza there on Allen Road, brother. I haven't been there in a while, and then shame on me.
Yeah, shame on you, buddy. I'm actually sitting in the seat right now where you sit in. It says Pizza Boss on the top.
See that? I love it. All right, Freddie, great catching up, man. Congrats on all the Stafford success. You were behind him from day one.
And congratulations on the gig with Oakland U, okay, brother?
There he is, the great Freddie the Pizza Man. Check out his pizza spot in Melvindale on the podcast as well. That'll do it for another edition of Locked On Lions. On the Locked On Podcast Network, thanks to Jason Stratt as well. He brings you Locked On Lions today. Jason Stratt, realtor at RE/MAX Suburban. Call him today, 586-634-2612. We'll see you tomorrow. Go Tribe.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.